Hope you'll excuse me if I'll be a little bit cranky.
If you want something to eat, you can decide.
I'll have some coffee.
Okay. Here's some coffee. Yeah.
Oh, here. So you came in last night after the show?
Yeah, yeah. Around 2 o'clock or something.
We beat you.
Yeah.
We drove.
Thanks to GPS.
Yeah.
Without a GPS, we never would have made it.
Yeah, she saved our lives.
GPS and Rita. Programming the GPS.
Thank God for technology. Yeah,
thank you.
Were you able to sleep on the bus at all?
A little bit on the bus, a little bit after, yeah, but not,
well, how long
not
is
the full night. Yeah.
It took us a little over 2 hours.
Really? How long did it take?
But it's like 20 different roads.
From Hartford, right?
Yeah, and it changes. No, from Worcester.
Worcester, okay. Yeah, because you gotta go, you gotta come down around, that's kind of where we're coming from. You gotta like go 97 different roads.
One wrong turn and we would have been in New York City.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah, we'll go drink in Manhattan and then work.
You know, I've done that before.
Wrong turn.
Yes. And about Manhattan at 10 o'clock at night with two little kids in the car. Yes, it was fun.
Yep.
I'm going to move you about halfway through the other table. Do you need me to read 11?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So I have to ask you, what did you think of Worlds this year? Did you get to see any of them?
Some of it, yeah.
Especially the men's.
Yeah, actually, I was in Russia, and they didn't show much.
No?
They showed very nice short. They showed everybody. I was so excited. I was really looking forward to see, you know, free skate.
Yeah.
And then something changed. They showed only three guys.
Oh. Which is the top three, right?
They did not show Daisuke. They didn't show. They didn't show Lambiel. They didn't show.
Oh, no.
Like,
what's his name? From Czech Republic, they didn't show that.
Oh, Thomas,
yeah, they did.
Oh,
I was looking forward, but yeah, they didn't show much. They probably rerun it maybe later, but you know, while it was happening,
it's always exciting. You never know.
Yeah, it's really exciting. Yeah, I was really looking forward to that.
This year, I was like, wow,
so many great skaters.
Yeah. I was very surprised with
him. I was
surprised at Daisuke. I'm surprised he didn't
Daisuke.
I'm surprised he didn't.
So he didn't skate well at all, huh?
He made a couple of errors, but didn't he fall? And I don't know. I was on pain medication, and I was.
He also needed extra combination.
Yes, yeah,
an additional deduction for an extra combo.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've never seen him do that.
Well, actually, three men took deductions for extra combos.
Yeah.
The American did too, and I think Chan did.
Yeah.
I was surprised at Chan.
You spoke about Tomas. Did you work with Pavel Koska in the Summer of Flames, the other Czech kid?
No.
No? I know he was there skating with Tomas.
No. I think he probably left a little bit before. No, I don't think so. No, I don't think so.
Because we saw him at Skate Canada.
Yeah.
That jump has that Ilya right now.
He looks like he when he jumps.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. I wonder if he's been working with him.
No.
No?
Well, he already got my jump, so why work?
Exactly.
Work with somebody who doesn't have those jumps.
Yeah, I could give you a list of people that could use you.
Oh, yeah.
Do you ever work with the girls? With the women?
Occasionally, yeah.
So it's not just the men?
No.
Teaching anybody a triple axel?
Not right now, not at this point.
Last night, we were up a little higher.
Yeah.
Your jumps from up high were, oh my gosh, that just looks so good. You look like you're having the best time out there.
It's pretty good, yeah.
It's a good year for you, this tour?
So far.
Good. You're still having fun doing it?
Yes, definitely, yeah. The show kind of came together, so everybody looks like enjoying it very much. And, you know, the group is really tight and everybody Yeah, it's kind of really feels good, the show this year. Yeah.
Even when we were setting, you could see you are just your first number. I love it. Songs of inspiration. Mm-hmm. It draws you in so much. I notice the crowd just becomes silent.
Yeah.
Because they seem to be drawn into what you're doing, and it's so fluid.
Yeah. It's really a nice feeling to get that attention, you know.
Oh, it is amazing. It is.
Is there any way we can get that music on tape? Or
I can probably, later on, maybe get it for the website even. Maybe we'll just post it on the website or something later on, just as a MP3 file or something to download if you want.
Yeah. So when I skate, I can maybe not even attempt to look as good.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, that would be great.
Look forward to that.
Not that I would come close to looking at it.
Rosemary would be all yours.
Would you let me skate to it, or would I have to write to you for permission?
Steps the easy part. Yeah, steps. Steps are easy part. After you're doing it for 27 years, steps are easy part.
When you were composing this piece, were you thinking in the back of your
mind? No, I wasn't thinking at all. What I was thinking.
That would mess it up if you were to
think. Yeah, definitely. Once you start thinking, it's too late. That's what artists do, right? They don't think. They just create things,
Let it happen.
Let it go. Let it go.
Yes.
Is Apple sending you checks for all the product placement?
No, but I enjoy Apple very much, yeah. It's really, real nice computers and great
that.
Softwares, I just enjoy it so
perfect
much.
Perfect for you, huh? It's kind of neat to see you on the ice live on the ice on tape, and then when you stand up, I was going,
yeah, that was the idea, they kind of was shooting for that, kind of separating and,
that was cool.
The hair, too, the hair is a different light.
Yeah, I was hoping it could stay, the whole piece could stay on the screens, but they couldn't make it because they need the logo for advertisement purposes, but I will have the recording of it. We taped the whole thing. We taped playing me the whole thing. So maybe for some other shows, in Japan, they have a big screen, so I could use the recording for the whole thing. For example, in Japan, because that kind of gives it away a little bit when we lose the picture. It's kind of losing it a little bit, but that's what they need to do for the show. I was fine with that, as long as we had the beginning and the end at least. It was just putting the concept together.
But the whole thing.
Yes, we have and it's kind of cut pretty nice too. He did pretty nice work. We had three different angles.
Oh, so they really did very.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, the guy who's working for the screens, you see a lot on the screens, so he shot pretty much everything in Lake Placid, and he was really working hard on that. And, huh? Yeah, just one guy. Yeah,
just
did everything.
Guy.
Yeah. Oh. Actually, really professional. Really
so
impressive.
Three different angles, so it's all kind of edited together.
Yeah, he had it.
It's so believable.
Yeah.
Because I love that. Your brain just kind of clicks, like, oh, they moved. Whoa, it's live.
Well, here's a question for it. When you're doing the show, are you playing the keyboard?
No.
It's the recording.
I mean, it's possible to do it, but there was no reason for that because, you got all sorts of extra equipment, you got to set up, but...
So you're faking it?
Yes.
Like lip-syncing.
Yeah.
Well, it's not... it's definitely not that difficult of the beginning to do, but it's not the idea, The idea of the piece is not really there.
Because I was wondering when I saw the show open in Lake Placid.
Yes.
I wonder if he's really playing that.
I knew when you
started, of course, when you start to skate.
Yes,
I knew that
definitely.
It was
then you see, so it's kind of, it will not make sense to put all sorts of the equipment into that and play it live, then to give it up and say, okay, we're going to skate. So.
Because that was before the point that we all knew that you even touched a keyboard, right?
Yeah.
Because you never really told anybody that you played music.
well, I don't play. No, really, I couldn't say I really play the music. You know, I wanted to create the piece, and I did it, and I enjoyed it. You know, but it's not like I can really perform live or, you know, play it live. You know, it's just different. With the computers, with softwares, it's just different process. You know?
Was it one or was it?
There's two programs. Yeah, there's one called Reason, and it's software synthesizers. There's all different sounds in there, you know. And then to kind of edit it, I use Digital Performer.
Okay.
It's a good program. Which I use always to cut my programs. All the rest of the programs I cut in the Digital Performer. Yeah. But the most of the piano sound and all the rest of it came from Reason software.
Really?
Yeah.
Talent engineering
online. Long plane trips, perhaps?
No, it doesn't work. It needs the whole little studio set up. It needs the keyboard, this and that, and speakers, and you know, headphones, and so it got. A little bit of
vocals.
Equipment.
Huh? Put vocals with it?
Vocals,
with
there any no, words not with so it? Far.
Not so far. Well, I thought there might be a CD coming. The Cruise Greatest Hits. Are you a rocker?
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to get any further than the Cruise Greatest Hits. Which I'm absolutely fine with, you know?
That'd be great. Do you guys sing on the tour bus?
Definitely, definitely. Had some crazy rides.
We've heard about the Guitar Hero. Are we going to see you playing the Guitar Hero?
No, I'm not doing that actually.
No?
Actually, Todd is the best in the thing.
Really?
And John? John play guitar?
No, the Guitar Hero.
Yeah, the Guitar
Todd
Hero.
Is actually very good at the game. Yeah, the game. Very good.
You haven't tried it?
He's a keyboard player.
All it is pressing buttons, isn't it?
Well, I'm pressing enough buttons without it.
We can press Dick's button.
So you're on the party bus.
Yeah.
Did you have a nice break in the middle?
Definitely, yeah. This schedule really works for me great, yeah. Yeah, I have a chance to recuperate, you know, come back with a lot of energy again because, you know, it's hard to keep that energy throughout the long tour, you know.
Well, we can tell because you have the most energy down there.
Yeah, definitely. It's good. It's good to, you know, come out and just bring something else back again so that everybody get excited again, you know. It's nice because long tour is it's hard, you know.
Besides going home just to warm up.
Definitely.
Because it's been so cold everywhere else.
Yeah.
You like the opening number. The way you're dancing, I can tell you like the opening number.
Yeah, I like the whole show. I like it very much. Yeah. It looks, you know, it works great for the audience. You know, every time we get standing ovation after finales, it's great. You know, we didn't have it for quite a long time, you know. It's nice.
Oh,
Yeah.
Yes.
They're great skaters. Yeah.
You need to work on Patrice's axle in the opening.
No, that's flip. It's not axle. Did it look like axle? He was trying
like
to do flip
axle.
Though.
Really?
We caught that the first night. Last night it was trying to double it.
Yeah, today it looked like more like a backflip rather than something else.
Which is why Patrice is an ice skater.
Right. Yes.
But you know, it's great. He's really enjoying experimenting with that because it's no, really, he's not afraid to take a fall because he's really going for the fall because I didn't see any good jumps. He was doing the practice some. He's really just entertaining guys, you know. He was like, okay, let's play this game. I'm going
to
go for that double jump.
And
definitely, because he's going for that kill. You know, he's going to drop down because that does not look good. But he's taking one for the team, you know. He's really, yeah. that's for spirit, you know, everybody's getting excited, watching, you know. It's good. Yeah, yeah.
And I still love the idea of guest stars like this. Like
definitely,
tonight we're
going to
see Kimmy and Evan and...
Yeah, yeah, I hope they'll do more of that because, you know, right now with only one tour left and so many skaters...
Need the money.
Need to work, yeah. Just need to be out there for the audience, you know.
Right.
Well, now that skating seems to be so big back in Russia...
Very big, yeah.
Any
right
chance
now
you're going to move back there and leave us here?
Probably not. You know, I'll be there more often, but it doesn't mean that I'm moving, you know.
Oh, how was New Year's? Red Square.
Oh, that was fantastic.
Tell us all about
that.
That
was fantastic. Yeah, that was a very special feeling. Yeah.
That must have been.
That was amazing.
On the internet, it looked like it was fairyland.
Yeah, that was exactly how it felt. It was just fantastic. Yeah. We had perfect weather, because there could be a big problem with the weather. I mean, if it would be minus 10, you know, below.
Yeah,
but it was perfect weather. It was like around 0 degrees Celsius. It was a little bit of wind, you know, something to adjust. It was just going one way all the time, so it was fine. We can just change. You change the program a little bit, change it around, adjust. But, you know, we had night before, we had the practice, and then next day it was exactly the same weather, so exactly the same wind. It was just perfect, yeah. Not so cold, and there was enough people, everybody were excited, and
enough
perfect.
Yeah,
perfect night.
Enough
it was really
people.
Perfect night, yeah.
How'd you pick that music?
I just love Baskov. Like, you know, I love his work, I love his voice, you know. And it's a great song. The song is fantastic.
That choreography
is just... It's okay, choreography. I didn't have much time to really work on that, but,
something
you know.
Something you just threw together.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, it was more just to be in that situation, being in a position to put something with a Russian song, and I really didn't have much time to invest into that, you know, because I had some other things to do. And
so a little bit of inspiration, a little bit of
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Except we see Lee Strom everywhere. In everything. Yeah.
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 Yeah. There was a pan shot of you and centralized and it pulls out. And there's this huge scene with you down there in the middle. It was just absolutely
yeah.
Man, that was just what's
that was fantastic. Yeah.
Yeah,
I could really enjoy the moment a little bit, you know. Yeah, it was really nice. Yeah, I was kind of hoping for all the conditions come together, and it was really, I could really look around, just enjoy skating. You know? It was nice. It was televised. Yeah.
Yeah,
I think in Russian it was Tatiana commentating with Mishin. Mishin and Tatiana together.
Really? Oh.
Yeah,
I mean, they were nice to each other. Yeah.
So that the public.
No, they were really nice to everybody, and you know it was.
The nice didn't come out.
No, that was nice. Yeah, if you have a chance to translate. You know.
Yeah, we can get Russian channel.
A lot of it was on YouTube. Some of it was on YouTube, like but just the news. Oh. Really?
20? Really? Wow.
Really? That's what I have. Really?
Really? Wow, that's nice.
I'll have to check into that. Yeah, well. I didn't know there was so many channels on the cable
vision.
Yeah, there is not. We don't have 20 channels in Russia. Even in Moscow, there are not 20 channels. I don't know where you got all the
channels. But it's a lot. And somebody told me it's all the channels, almost all the channels.
Nice.
Still got three.
They only have three.
Can you move?
Sure, let's move.
Do you want you on a refrigerator magnet? Do you need you on
No, thank you. I'll blame you myself.
Does mom need one? Actually, you're getting
please.
She doesn't have a steel refrigerator anyway. It's not going
to
stick.
We sent it to you.
Oh, that's being practical.
Okay. Have a seat.
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
So what's
happening?
I think 2 a.m.
Why so late? Wow.
It was kind of, I don't know, maybe it wasn't 2 a.m., I don't know.
It felt like 2 a.m.
Maybe it was 1:30 or something.
Late then.
Yeah, I couldn't sleep today. It was just, I woke up like at 5:30 and couldn't sleep.
Just
so
one of those days.
Order breakfast and just gave it up.
Forget it with that. Yeah.
Not happening tonight.
Well, at least you're off early today. And then do you go, you have a couple of days off.
Yep.
Right. So that's good. That's good. The show was wonderful in Hartford. And of course, you have Hartford's your home. It always will be in a way. So yeah. You have a lot of fans there and people. It was great.
Yeah, last three shows was really feeling special, yeah, because, you know, skaters were kind of a little bit tired and I was a little bit
tired.
Didn't look.
It kind of felt like audience would have a little more energy to pull us through, other than, you know, sometimes it's opposite. We're kind of pulling through the audience.
Uh-huh.
And last three shows was opposite. Yeah, they really pulled us through a little bit.
Yeah. It really is. It's working for you really well.
Yeah, it's working nice. Yeah, it's not so difficult too, which I like. I like that part the most.
Are you cool? I know you're doing a special. Actually, Lynn was mentioning to some people your special Simsbury. Training that you're doing. Lynn's pushing it.
June, July.
She's doing a good job for you. But are you also after that going to do your Switzerland thing?
Because
I know you love that.
In August, So 2 weeks in August.
Right. Because I know that you love
definitely,
that place.
Yeah, that's the place. That's the place to be in a couple of weeks. Very enjoyable.
Beautiful time of year to be there.
A little bit, yeah. Mm-hmm. They didn't show much, you know. I don't know why. What was the reason they just didn't show some people at all, you know?
Yeah.
And it was really sad. I was really kind of setting up for that, you know, just trying to watch the whole thing. At least the last warm up. At least the last six, you know.
Yeah.
But they just they show only three people. I still wanted to see it.
I
still wanted to see it, yeah, because he looked good in the short. He was really relaxed and everything, but he probably overdid a little bit with that relaxed thing. Yeah.
I think that's called crash and burn.
Yeah, that was probably what happened, yeah.
Just too much.
Too much a little bit, yeah. But he was really relaxed in the short program. I was surprised he was kind of handling it nice. I was like, wow, we could be.
Yeah.
He probably just overdone it a little bit.
And he has a nice feel on the edge because he is
great.
Relaxed.
Yeah.
It's not intense.
Yeah. But you definitely don't want to do too much of that, you know. Sometimes he probably overdid it.
Yeah. And, you know, speaking of Gothenburg and the show, you know what I noticed the other night? Pass this on if you feel like it. Kimmy was so delightful watching her in Hartford.
Yeah.
She had energy. She had. She was. I don't know. It was just a delight to watch her skate. She had energy in her skating. She had bounce in her skating. She was wonderful. And I know it's a different world when you're skating in a competition.
Yeah.
And they're different. But her coaches don't take that sort of spirit, that little seed she has, and use it. Everything's so heavy. It's so serious.
Yeah.
And she's not. She skates better when it's not heavy and it's not serious. And they really need to use that somehow in the music or something.
All right.
Because
she
was. Thank you. She was delightful. She really was.
Yeah, it's all kind of all your confidence falls down to those jumps. So if something bothering you with the jumps, then it's just getting heavy, you know?
Yeah.
You cannot.
Weighs down the whole
relax and start.
Right.
Yeah, it's just if you feel that you have some little things here and there with your technique, you really get, you know.
But I think it also helps, doesn't it? I mean, you know, to relate to the music, and she seems to relate to upbeat music much
well,
better.
Well, I guess for this season, it wasn't her problem. You know, she couldn't even probably concentrate on music because her technique probably wasn't there where she would expect it to be. Mm-hmm. And then it kind of cuts your options a little bit because you're really just thinking about that all the time. And you cannot go past that because you do have a problem, and before you solve it, you cannot really look for something, you know, for that artistic side. This kind of your package is your technical thing. It's your package, and then once you got it, then you can open up a little bit and
worry about other things and think about other things.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people have this problem. I don't know if you ever had it. Did you ever have a problem when you had growth spurts of saying, I've got to readjust everything and I don't know how to do it? When you got much taller at various
points? Once, probably, in my career, probably once. Around 16, 17. I was fortunate enough to grow kind of steady, and I was pretty steady.
So you didn't have one year where you just went zoom?
No. I had a couple of years where I grow, but it wasn't just one year, and it wasn't that
like
fast.
Some people do.
Yeah, definitely. He's very tall. He's really tall. Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Was there a change having eligible skaters join the tour when you did it earlier in the year and they weren't there? Is there a different energy now?
Well, for me, it's hard to judge because I did the first part, then I had a break, and then when I came in for the first show, they came in for the first show after the break. So it was, for me, it was really hard to judge because I didn't see last couple of shows before that. You know? Yeah. And I didn't see David and Jamie. I didn't even see them.
You've been working with Evan?
With Evan? Yeah. No. With Evan, yeah. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I stopped by to practice. You know, he asked a couple of little things, and like, I'm happy to, you know, give my little advice.
And then just, here I am, you know, it's triple axles.
Yeah. Actually, we took it yesterday a little bit, worked on it a little bit. But again, it's just, it's hard to fix anything or give any suggestions like in 5 minutes. You know,
right.
It's definitely not so easy to do, but.
Like
he can fix it. He's the only one who can fix it, you know? I can give advice a little bit or show some positions and things, but he is the one who is fixing it, you know? Just to be clear on that. Yes. That's how it works. You know? So I'm not really fixing anything. Unless it's my axle.
So there's a triple axle in our future?
There were. Nah, today probably not. No, my foot was bothering me a little bit. It was just hurting me a little bit, so.
Is that why you shake them out after you get off the
No, just shaking it because they were tired. I had some axles like starting the tour, and I had some axles even starting the second part, but it's just, you know, my foot was bothering me a little bit, and I cannot do too many on the practice, and without practice, it's a little too ambitious to put it with no practice right into the number. You know?
Mm-hmm. Lori noticed.
Yeah, I was hoping for triple. I didn't practice it at all.
They were bad.
Yeah, but I was feeling pretty good during the program. I was just seeing if it's gonna work.
Mm-hmm.
Just how I feel like right before that moment, you know. This is really a kind of confidence booster jump, you know. This is really a jump where all the triples on the one level, triple axle it's kind of next level, and then quad is the next level. So this is kind of transitional link in between your triples to quad and to next level, you know.
Uh-huh.
So your triple axles like should be there, and I know some people who doing nice quad, but they cannot do triple axel, and it's really mentally it's hard to deal with because when they come for the competitions, that's really is just mentally it's hard because, you know, he comes in, everybody's doing axel, and he's getting down on himself. I cannot do it. He starts, it's just really psychological thing. You want to have a really stable triple axel because that's the confidence booster for yourself and for the other skaters. That's really, you know, something to take seriously. You know,
but of the entrances to all the jumps, even the quads, isn't the axel entrance the hardest because you tend to skid?
You have to skid.
You have to skid.
Not tend to skid.
So
you have to skid.
You're taking off on a skid. That's
you
tough
have to
stuff.
Skid. No, yeah. you're taking off on a topic, but you skid into the topic. So it's,
right.
But again, that's the skid what makes the axel a big jump, you know?
Right. Yeah.
What that's what transfer from double axel to triple axel. It's
right.
when you start doing that skid nice, you know,
mm-hmm.
then it gives you extra lift and extra heights for the triple. That's how it works. It's not enough value, definitely. It's just, yeah, it's not. Yeah, definitely. But again, it's, you know, ISU dictating right now what they want to see, and it should be that way. What they want to see, more difficulty, or they want to see more transitions, more artistry, and the new system is great because they can do it with that new system. You know, they can really just lead where they want to see the skating go, you know?
You reward what you want to see, and therefore they can change.
Yeah. It's like little levers they have right now to direct where they want skating to go, and I think it's fine, you know? It's definitely underwhelming, yeah. But I guess that's the direction ISU taking in protecting skaters from too many
injuries
and stuff, and I think it's understandable, you know.
Ah, that makes
overuse
sense.
Injuries.
Never thought of it, but that makes sense.
Yeah, because there was some talks, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago where people would be concerned, you know, with all the amount of quads and
hips and
not just hips, it's overall, just overall damage, you know, how much beating can you take.
One body take, yeah.
Yeah, but again, I don't think it will stop the quads from happening. It's just a matter of seeing that clean technique. If people can perform the quad easily with a good technique, and then they can definitely put it in the program, you know, so just...
And just quad toes? You think they'll do more quad sals and stuff like that?
Too hard. Well, definitely right now, not so many people who are physically capable of that, you know. Definitely Brian Joubert definitely capable of that. I'm pretty sure he's capable of a couple of other ones, you know. He's definitely capable of flip, that's for sure, because I've never seen him do it, but looking at his triple flip, that's it's right there, yeah. So there's definitely a couple other guys who do it, but again, it's just keeping your body healthy, because once you start work on those things, all the little injury is going to come out, and it depends how smart you are to pace yourself and keep it from happening. Plus, trying to keep the whole package together for the competitions, which is also very difficult. You know?
Well, in the way it's set up now to score, a triple axel combination is almost as much as a quad.
Well, definitely. Also, if we talk about the combinations, don't forget that those jumps which you add in the combination, you can use just separate and get the same, almost the same amount of points. So it only matters if you have that quad in the program, then you don't have the extra spot. Then you add it in combination. But if you don't have quad, then if you calculate and if you see how many jumps you have, then maybe there is reason for one triple, but no more than that, you know? Because you can use that separate spot and do that jump separately. And it still add to the same amount of points. You know? Yeah. So it's that not always worth of doing triple. It's not always. It's only in some certain... some certain situation where you have too many jumps already with the quads and then in triple axels and quads, and you repeat the triple, and then you need that triple combo. But otherwise, you just stick with the triple double is great combination with cheap combination. I mean, a lot of points for nothing. No, it's how it works, but that's what you need to do. Yeah, because you don't need to do that triple, and then you have that extra spot, so just do that triple there, do triple, double there. It gives you the same but less risk, you know, and less stress. You're also not stressing out that much.
That's what Ryan Joubert was complaining about.
Yeah.
But so you pull out what you need to get the points.
Yeah. But definitely if you have the quad in a program, then you need that triple-triple because that you don't have that extra spot for it. Yeah.
Yeah,
and even sometimes if you have very reliable good triple-triple, then you can, even with no quad, you use triple-triple, and then on the end you put double axle somewhere. Yeah, just double axle, just to get some points. But your triple-triple got to be really reliable because you're risking a little bit just because you want that double axle, so you just calculate.
Because
you know?
If you miss, you're 6 points down.
You're a little bit down, and then, yeah. So you want to be just... Again, it's really fun with new system. You just want to be putting your most reliable package there, you know, with no additional risks. And that what we can see right now that people are winning with those programs, you know, without...
Like Buttle.
Yeah, definitely. And he did triple-triple, yeah, but again, he just did one triple-triple, which is what he needed.
That's exactly what he needed.
Yeah. And I think he did one double axel there too somewhere, and yeah, that's exactly maximum amount, maximum amount of points with no high risk,
with no risk.
Yeah, because he didn't go triple axel, triple tollop, right? And he didn't do triple axel, triple tollop, triple loop. He didn't do that either, right?
Yeah.
But he did nice package with triple. He saved that triple spot in combination. He did double axel, which gave him three. Almost 4 points there.
So as a coach, you have to think of these things.
Definitely. As a coach, that's only what you need to think about.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, it just got much more easier with the new system, you know? It's easier to calculate.
How would your programs, let's say, pick a program, Rhapsody.
Yeah.
How much different would it be under the new system?
For me, I would do the only one different thing. I would... just the footwork wise, I would change. I would probably do in the middle level 2 footwork. I would probably not even go for level 3 even in the middle of the program because I need that energy. And I know with level 4 footwork in the middle, I will not pull it out through with it clean. Yeah, because I need those jumps clean. I need plus 2 on those jumps, you know, because your level difference in between level 2 footwork and level 4. No. Point wise.
In terms of the wear and tear in your legs,
definitely,
big difference.
Yeah. You gain maybe 1.5 points in between level 2 and level 4 footwork.
Is that all?
And then there's almost nothing. Yeah, it's
oh
not.
My.
Yeah, there's almost
no
nothing.
Idea.
I mean, yeah, it's definitely. But then I have like 3 jumps after that, or 4 jumps after that, and I wanna do those jumps. Clean, and I want to get plus 2 on those. You know, I want to do easy jump, but make it look very nice. Get plus 1, plus 2. If I'm tired, I get minus 1. I get 0, maybe with a little bit shaky landing. And I don't think it makes sense. Yeah.
You gotta change your stance. There's at least 3 different positions.
Yeah, definitely. So I would do just probably level 2 middle footwork, and I would probably go for level 4 on the last footwork. But I probably would change the last jump before that footwork, so I don't have anything after that footwork.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it's always been that way, you know. It's always been, if you're smart, you always do that way. And even with the new system, people not always smart. They just they just go overboard with that, you know. I know some friends of mine, they... like junior skaters in America, and they're trying to get the nationals, and they got the elements in the program. They have more things than the person who won the world championship in seniors. And I'm saying, okay, does it say anything to you? Or maybe this is really strange. You got all that stuff in the program, and you end up with like 30 points worse technical elements because you miss all of it. So does it make any sense to you or no? Because the world championship in senior get less, does less, but get much more points. So you've got to think about it. Slowly but surely. No, it's really, it's really important. People really put everything in there that they don't even do.
Plus you damage your confidence when you can't.
Yeah, definitely, because... most of all, when you come for the practice, you're doing too much during your practice. You get tired when you're practicing. If you have your level 4 footwork and you do it 2 times, pretty much you can take off your skates, go home, relax, and go to the swimming pool.
Right. Because
this is difficult. I mean, level 4 footwork, if you do it 3 times in a row, it's difficult.
Legs are shot.
Yeah, the legs are going to be shaking.
For a point and a half, it's not worth it.
Depends. If you can do it easily, just put it on the end of the program, you know, and try to get that level 4, you know, it's fine. But just don't kill your legs in the beginning of the program or in the middle, and then try to jump and hope for to land something, you know.
So do you like to back end a program, though, because you get the extra points after the midway?
No, I would never do it. No, that's crazy. That's just crazy. Crazy. Yeah. No, you wanna know. You wanna go with your abilities. Of course, if your jumps are so stable that you can do them very tired, when you're very tired, and yeah, it's not happened too often. And again, you put extra risk because if you come for the competition and you don't feel well, you know, you cannot always set up your program. While you practice, you feel great pretty much all the time. You warmed up, you relaxed. It's your eyes, you know. It's always feel good. So. But competition is always
other variables you can't control.
Definitely. You never feel 100% when you're
skating last in the group. Whatever.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Yeah, so you want to just be really sure what you're doing. Yeah.
Did you go back to studying? Well, you never left studying Aikido. How's it going?
Going well. I'm just looking forward to come back off the tour.
Yeah.
What belt are you up to?
Actually, they have interesting system. They have only white and black. That's it. They just don't go.
Yeah.
Yeah. They have some gradings. They have some little tests here and there. But it's mostly just white and black. And just, yeah.
But you got a new dojo, and you.
Yeah.
And we want that on tape too. Remember?
You said a photograph.
Yeah, I'm gonna wait till that black belt. You know? It's so not cool, you know, with the white thing on, you know, it's just not
so cool. Not cool.
It could take a while.
Yeah,
it could take a little bit longer with my new sensei because he's really tough on technique.
Is he tough?
Yeah.
But that's good.
Yeah, but he's really good.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That'll be great.
It's good to know that something's tough for you too. It's tough for the rest of the world.
Yeah, that's the reason why I'm doing that. You know, mm-hmm. You just got to keep yourself challenged.
Well, beginner's mind, all that.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
You can ask anything you want, Rita.
The rest was not so
specific. Okay. Well, I've always wondered about this. You've told us about your favorite jump.
Yeah.
You know, triple axel.
Yeah.
What's your favorite spin?
Spin?
None
favorite
of them.
Spin?
None of them.
Yes. We have
I hate those.
Okay,
it's a flying camel. because there's something somewhere I can really rest, you know. It doesn't take any energy. Just hang in there and take a breather.
That's so not fair.
Favorite spin, Rita, you're pretty funny.
Because you've got a great scratch spin.
Yes, you do.
I love that scratch.
Well, scratch spin is something that 6-year-old kids are doing, you know?
But if you do it well,
Lisa's scratch spin isn't bad.
I'm never going to look at that spin the same again.
No, you said that before. So the camel was your rest time.
Yeah.
But your camel is really good because it's perfectly on your leg.
Thank you.
You actually are flying into it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
As opposed to some people who stumble, step, whatever.
All right, and now all the compliments starts coming in.
Hey, we're good at that.
Well, now we know.
Now we know.
At least we picked the right spin. We thought it was your favorite.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Well, mm-hmm.
What was that jump? You did it? You don't do it often.
Yeah.
It's like an open axle. I don't know what people call it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you know what we're talking about? You get very high, it's very open.
It's like a snake. Yeah.
What is it? Or is it just some variation you do?
Joseph does it too.
Is there a tuck axe?
I don't know how they call it. They don't call it anything.
A half axle?
No, actually, I'm doing that jump into the spin, so it would be the flying camel seat spin on the right foot, but I'm doing it on the left
side.
This is a variation of it, and people are not picking it up so far because I showed it in a couple of seminars. Pretty tricky to do, but you know, it could be like a different sort of element, you know, and.
Takeoff is different.
Takeoff is the same. It's just the landing.
It's the second part.
Yeah, it's the second part. It's a flying camel seat spin with the landing on the left foot.
I'm thinking of the one you do in the corner. It's like a leap.
Leap
with one leg out.
Which one?
That's just your leg that you're right.
That's the with the topic takeoff.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
With the topic takeoff.
Yeah.
That's the usual. I mean, it's, okay.
No, it was a jump I was thinking of.
That's one of my favorites.
What's the Prince Charming program? Nutcracker.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
I did this jump into the spin.
Right, okay.
Which you can call something, but this jump
it's a something.
Is just, yeah, you
it's just an entrance to something else.
Yeah, you don't
it's just
call
unique.
It, just a hop, you know?
Yeah. It was very high
just
off.
A hop.
It wasn't a little hop. It was a little bunny thing.
Yeah. So last night you had a cartwheel.
Cartwheel? Yeah, I almost missed my dead drop.
So it wasn't a planned cartwheel?
No, it went up way too high, but without any rotations in there, so...
Well, from where we were sitting, just wait a minute, he's head down.
What's he doing? And he's thinking, what am I doing?
I'm thinking I gotta save myself. Because it's going to be one painful fall.
And the hands came down and it looked like a cartwheel. Cool.
All these things we think are so unique and so creative, and it's you saving your butt out there.
That's mostly how it happens.
Well, you save your butt out there very nicely.
Yep. Definitely. Yeah, I love tanks. Yeah, it's a great game.
I bet you do too. You play.
I play okay.
Your neighbor, who was sitting behind Rita a couple of years ago from Simsbury, outed you on the tennis. He said he's so competitive. He's killing me. He said, I go to take a drink of water, and he says, nope, get out there.
And it was his birthday, and you still beat him on his birthday.
Oh, little stories.
He just turned around and started talking to us about
your tennis game. It was very funny.
You
I'm not even sure if I know that person. Let's start from with that.
Who's your favorite tennis player?
Well, definitely for Roger, you know. Who else?
Who else?
Oh, yes.
Well,
he is? Is he?
Yeah, he really is not doing well.
It's okay. It's fine.
Everybody has moments.
I mean, what he already done, it was just incredible. Yeah, he's going to go down a little bit. He's going to come up back there. And
he's still number one in the world.
Yeah.
Oh, Federer?
Yes, Federer. Point. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Yeah. So he's gonna get those couple Federer. Other Grand Slams it's, under
it's
the belt.
It was just the last tournament, the Ericsson.
He'll be an all-time. Yeah. He needs just a couple more. Just keep himself healthy. You know.
It was just in the Ericsson, his forehand fell apart a little bit, but only for a while. Yeah. And for him falling apart is not bad.
Yeah, I don't believe it. You know, it's just temporary something. Yeah. Definitely.
Right. He's amazing to watch. It's like ballet. He's incredible. Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah, he's an incredible athlete.
He doesn't look like a lot of guys
there's
out
no
there.
Effort, yeah.
Yeah, there's no effort. Yeah, there's no effort.
It's just pure technique, you know. He just
and the balance and where when he you know
yeah,
when
he's a little more power there. Yeah.
When he strikes the ball and how he strikes the ball is it's like ballet. It's like watching it in slow motion. It's amazing.
Ilya, when I watch Federer and I see his footwork, I think of you. Do you incorporate footwork?
His footwork?
Yeah. I'm thinking, do you incorporate a lot of footwork
just
in your own game?
It's just a natural way of movement, you know?
Do you have Federer-like feet?
I hope so.
I mean, on the tennis court.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope so.
Oh wow!
No, definitely not that good. Of course not. Of course not that advanced. Not that good. But there's some really, also some really, really technical things with your footwork.
Yeah.
Where it could look the same, but it's not the same timing, or it's really tricky. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you look
and
effortless?
You just, you gotta spend years.
Right.
Yeah. Which I haven't, so, in tennis.
But you have so many years to go. Tennis is a great game because you can play until you're much older.
Grass or clay?
Clay sometimes, yeah. Clay, you know, sometimes it's a little dangerous. You can pull the muscle, you know. I just prefer the hard court. It's just easier to control it.
You can stop when you're supposed to. Think you're stopping.
Yeah, yeah. And again, just because I skate, you know, because I want to keep those muscles.
We should start signing and
sure, let's do
those good things. Okay. Can you reach up and get that? This, yes. We're going to give out some of these this summer as prizes because we like to keep people interested in these things. So, there are three of these. And Madeline did. We're getting an invitation from her for a recital.
Where?
Her recital.
Uh-huh.
She's finally doing it.
Yeah.
And so her compositions. But she said she knows you're not coming, but she wants you to know you're coming. So you'll see it. It's coming to the rink. So if you can sign these.
Where are you going?
Whatever's good. Yeah. Whatever works.
There's been pictures floating around of you on a new motorcycle.
Yeah.
Harley, a big boy motorcycle.
Where do they came from?
No, that pictures have been talked. John Zimmerman talked to
them.
Oh, okay.
Big boy motorcycle is what we call them. The Harley? Yeah.
It's kind of sport. I mean, it's
sporty? It's not the big hog.
No. It's a night rod special.
A what?
Night rod special.
Okay. You're going to have to look that up.
Night rod.
Night
rod. Very nice.
You love it?
Yeah, yeah, I love it. New toy.
Do you, boys and their toys. Do you have places around your house where it's good to, you know,
get
off major roads and really have some fun?
Yeah, plenty of room, no cars. Nice.
How come you're not in
center
stage 2, the movie?
There is a center stage 2?
There is a center stage 2?
Yeah. Coming out. I don't know when, but I was like thinking, gee, how come?
But I don't think Nick Heidner did it.
I don't know.
I don't think Nick did it.
Well, Ethan is in it.
Yeah.
But I don't know who else. Well, Jillian, I think. Ethan and Jillian. But I was like thinking, gee, would it be nice if they develop your part in it?
Yeah, but I'm actually not sure if I wouldn't want to.
Do it again?
Yeah, I'm not sure if they didn't really approach me or anything.
That's because I think Nick's not directing.
Yeah.
That's because you're in San Francisco.
No. Also, I think he would have called you, but I don't think he's involved either.
Yeah.
Could you sign this for the lady who was making omelets for her granddaughter's a fan?
Yep.
How sweet.
We push this with anybody we can get on.
You know,
like,
sweetie.
What?
You should have heard the audience last night. People around us, sitting around us.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
By the way, welcome back to the West Coast.
Oh, tell him what you did.
No, he's back in LA. I'm a West Coaster.
Yeah. They got fifth ring.
Five surfaces?
They got the fifth one. Yeah, so they had four. Now I think they got all the way to
five. Wowie zowie.
They could be even thinking of six. I don't know. Yeah, that's nice ring. It was really treating us well, and you know, it was
do people have things
good experience.
Yes.
Oh, you have to explain, Joyce, what happened.
I have a very special.
Yep.
I don't ever ask for autographs.
Yeah.
Okay. But you've got to understand. You've got to understand that I came in on Skybus. Okay. On Friday.
That's an airline.
I was imagining some bus.
It's a big airplane with a pink pig on it, okay? originated out of Columbus, Ohio, and I got a phone call from my daughter saying, Mom, I hope he didn't fly on Skybus because they took their last flight last night.
They went out of business.
They went out of business. And would you sign
her ticket?
My return e-ticket? Just for the heck of it.
Liable for the reimbursement.
No, you won't be liable. Just because. This is a collector's item.
Where do you want it? Right here?
Right here, Monday. I'm returning on Monday. Right.
Her return non-flight.
My return non-flight.
So funny. Only you, Joyce.
Thank you.
You.
Anybody?
Sure.
And Rita, you wanted your...
Yes. Yeah. My latest edition.
Your latest edition. There you go.
This again. It's a new one.
Sure.
One a year?
One a year.
Well, he signed the first and it wore out. I used it so much it wore out, so he signed it again, and then I got a new laptop. So this is the third. Mm-hmm. Perfect.
Want to do photos?
Yeah.
And let this nice man go take a nap or whatever he's going to do?
Most likely it would be the nap. Mm-hmm. Hopefully.
What time do you have to leave? We're going to be at warm-up, by the way.
Yes?
Just so you know.
Okay.
Dave is being nice to us because I keep giving him presents.
Okay.
Turn this off.